The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ruth Wallisoff.
Wallisoff,
which I know. And actually, I haven't seen Ruth in a while.
I was away
for a while, and you hadn't been on a couple of a month or two before.
It snowed one time that I was supposed to be on, and the show was canceled.
Oh, that was it. Okay. I don't remember why, but it's lovely to see you again, Ruth.
Thank you.
And just before we start the program, I always like to explain to people the importance of Project Independence. Project Independence is the town of North Hempstead's initiative to help seniors age in place. And the most important part of that is the 311 system. Call it for anything. But we have transportation for medical visits, transportation for shopping, all sorts of activities, mental activities and physical activities, lectures, etc. Every day of the week, there's something going on in this town. And it really, it's a credit to Project Independence. We have over 11,000 members at this point. Age 60 over
I
in the
think
town.
It's fantastic.
Oh, really? And you're a member. And actually, we have co-hosts on the radio program that Ruth came from a meeting. Honestly, and you came and you listened to one.
Yes,
you said, I want to get involved.
And
that's the importance, to keep people active mentally and physically. And from the physical perspective, we have with us today Nancy Silva Mullins. And Nancy is a senior physical therapist at Northwell Health. That's
correct.
What the name is. Northwell Health. And what we're going to be talking about is physical fitness, exercise, aging, activity, whatever you want to call it, as we age.
Correct.
Because all too often, and I see it in my job, I'm a financial advisor, and you'll go and I'll talk to people, and they just watching TV for the day. They get up in the morning, and they sit around. And it's not, even though it might hurt to walk, you're better to do that than just sit and feel comfortable, because 6 months from now, you won't be able to get up at all.
Right. Exactly.
Nancy, I want to welcome you.
Thank you for having me.
And I look forward to you sharing. So give us some important tips.
Sure. So basically what you were saying about sitting on the sofa and not really doing much of anything, I always like to start off by saying a little story about my Uncle Tony.
Okay.
And Uncle Tony said to me, you know, I have high blood pressure, I've got diabetes, I've got all these medical conditions, but I still find time to exercise. And I said, Uncle Tony, that's great. What are you doing? He said, twice a week, I take the garbage out and I walk from the front door down
that's
to the
cute.
Curb
Very
and
cute.
I come back. And I just rolled my eyes and I said, Uncle Tony, that is not exercise. So going above and beyond your daily activities. So I said to him, listen, instead of just taking the garbage straight to the curb, maybe walking a little bit further, coming back
up. Go for a walk with the garbage.
Exactly, because now you're incorporating some strength training and also some endurance, which are key points of exercise and staying in shape.
Right.
Yeah.
I think one reason that some seniors may not exercise is they're terrified of falling.
Huge point.
Yes. And I think exercise helps them prevent falling.
It definitely does. Just by doing exercises, we could work on your balance and your flexibility and your strength. And if that's an issue for you that you feel fearful of falling, you know, take it slow. Go to the mall. They have those wonderful programs early in the morning where even before all the shops open and there's a lot of traffic, you could do, you know, a couple of laps around the mall and do some window shopping.
What is flexibility? What do you mean by flexibility?
So as we age, and I'm not even talking about being a senior, I say over the age of 18, okay, we get into these horrible postural habits that we're slumped in our chairs. I'm looking at both of you. You're all, you know, getting up taller.
Especially now that you're looking at us.
Exactly. You know, our shoulders start to round. Like I said, we
can I interrupt you? I'm just going to go for a jog. I'll be right back.
Okay. And our hips become very tight. So we get into this forward flexed old lady posture, as they like to call it a lot. Or nowadays, it's even shifting to the students with their backpacks, how they're all hunched over because the backpacks are so heavy. So with that, the muscles become very tight, and that also puts at us at a disadvantage because that could throw off our center of gravity and therefore lead to some possible falls, too. So.
Wow.
You know.
I learned that, Nancy, that you are also focused on vestibular therapy.
Yes.
Which is designed to help with vertigo and dizziness that can lead to falling. And I once had vertigo. It's a terribly frightening experience.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about the exercises for vestibular therapy.
I don't want to get too specific because with that, it's really an individualized program, and I don't want to give some advice that may work for one person and not for another. But really, it's just training your eyes to focus on an object while you move your head primarily so that you have this gaze stabilization. What happens with vertigo is that the crystals in the inner ears are out of sync, and therefore it makes it harder for your brain to process what it's seeing. So when you turn your head really fast, all of a sudden those crystals are moving around so fast that you feel dizzy and unbalanced. So what we usually say is take it very slow, do slow, easy head movements, really find an object, focus on that while you're turning your body, and that can help your body and your brain accommodate a little bit better.
That's very interesting, because when I had vertigo, I was crawling on the floor. I was so afraid of standing up and walking.
Of course.
As I said, it's a terribly frightening experience.
Yes.
But that's interesting.
Yes.
Thank you.
In reference to exercising as we get older, I have read like yoga and these different things, but doing it while seated. Does that, you know, now, I know it's not as good as doing anything walking around, but if the best the person can do and be comfortable, even if it was vertigo, if you want to sit in your chair and do some arm movements, what do you...
Sitting, standing, lying down, I'll take any type of exercise as long as you're doing something. So, you know, a lot of times patients will come and see us and say, can I get back to running or jogging? And I said to them, well, when was the last time that you did that? You know? So we don't want to, you know, skip all those steps and go to the finish line. Start off really small. I say if you're not doing any sort of exercise right now, back to just sitting on the sofa and watching TV, during commercial breaks, just stand up and sit down. 10 times during those commercial breaks. Maybe just do a couple of seated marches, raising your knees up. Start off small so that you feel accomplished and that you can actually do that, and then progress to those harder things.
Okay, that makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense.
The other question, and we're just random, I'm just things that have hit my head. Weightlifting.
Yes.
Now, I read about that, and obviously in high school and in college, everybody's in the gym lifting weights, and I don't really see it myself at 60, 70, 80 years old, but yet there is supposed to be a degree of weight training. Is that right or wrong?
You do want to do or to incorporate some sort of weight training into your program because by Wolf's Law, when you... It's called Wolf's Law. It's a principle. And basically, when you apply stress to the bones, then you're going to gain more bone density. And that's what we're looking for, particularly, say, with osteoporosis. Mm-hmm. So the doctors do recommend that you do some sort of strength training. Are they looking for these little old ladies to be, you know, lifting the 50-pound weights? Of course not. You could start very easily. Take a can of soup. You don't have to go out to Modell's and buy some weights. You could just lift a can of soup, or even I tell some of my patients, take an old sock, put all of your change in there, and then you could start by lifting up those quarters.
It's that minimal amount of weight.
Sure. You don't have to do anything crazy. You can just do a lower weight with a higher repetition.
Okay. I see what you're saying there.
I think it's great. But one of the reasons that I think some people, as they age, might shy away from exercising is depression.
Sure.
So what does one do?
That's a hard cycle because on the flip side of that, when we do exercise, we release endorphins, which make us feel better, that lead us not to be depressed. So the easiest thing that I would say is find a friend to exercise with. It's very easy to let yourself down and to say, oh, I'll start that tomorrow. I'll wait till next week. But if you know that your friend is counting on you to go to the mall, to go walking, and you have to meet them there at 10 o'clock, you're going to feel more compelled to actually get there because you don't want to upset them, right? And then afterwards, then you'll feel better about yourself.
That's true. You know what? In anything you do, if, you know, there's certain things I do by myself, I don't need anybody helping me because I want to do it, I'm committed to it. But for those things that it's like, oh, maybe, if you get a partner,
it's
the best thing in the world. Because they're going to call and say, but John, you said you're going to do it. Well, how about this afternoon? okay, but now you know, and then you get the person involved.
Exactly.
And then it becomes something, and it's very, very true.
And then another thing, I think if you take an exercise class, you can make new friends.
Of course, yeah.
And that's very important for seniors because they have losses in their lives.
Sure.
And they become lonely, and this is a way of socializing.
Definitely.
Actually, I'm just jumping in there.
Ahead.
That's where 311 is the perfect number because we have so many different exercise classes, a walking class, a Qigong, all different kinds of classes. Call 311 and wherever district you are, ask them what's going on. They'll tell you a class that's going on currently right now. I know there's Qigong going on in Manhasset and I think in Westbury currently once a week, which is fine. You know, but that's, and I also, you're 100% right, Ruth. You get to meet somebody too. You don't know who's going to be in the class. All of a sudden, you make a friend.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. And I know that exercise is a great stress reliever because I have done exercises and I feel much better after I do them.
Definitely. Again, it comes back to that releasing of the endorphins and feeling better about yourself and really wanting and being able to do more after that.
You know, at the end, go ahead, Ruth, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. All right, I'll go. Now, if someone gets tired of it, what are some tips for keeping someone motivated?
That's actually a really good question, Ruth, to keep them motivated. I think really finding that friend to keep you going, because it's like we said, it's really easy to find an excuse to say, oh, I have this, I'm not going to go to the class.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important to find someone that you can relate to, that you can have fun with, and fun is really a big part of this. If you're participating in an activity that you feel, oh gosh, it's Wednesday, I have that class at 2 o'clock, then maybe that's not the right class for you, you know, so try out a whole bunch of different things.
And I think, and you can correct me, exercising when you're 15, 20, 25, you can get your body to change.
Sure.
You're going to lose weight. Your waist is going to go in. You're going to get muscles and whatever you're going to do. Exercising at 70 and 80, I don't think you're going to see any physical, you know, because I go, look at my waist now. I'm going to put my Speedo back on. This is, you know.
Well, if you diet too, it'll
but
help.
But even the dieting is a little more difficult.
Maybe not physical, but what you may possibly see is, you know, decrease in your blood pressure, you know, those type of changes relating to you having more endurance to be able to do more activities. I see a lot of patients that are, they're worried about walking up and down the steps or doing the laundry, and now they feel more confident. I think that confidence to get out there and participate in their community a lot more is more of the benefit that you'll see.
That's a big one. Because a lot of the seniors do want to participate. And it's like, oh, no, I can't go today. I'm not up for it.
Sure.
You know, I didn't sleep well last night. I'm tired. That because you want to, no matter what you do, in my opinion, you want to see a benefit.
Yeah.
And not like, okay, I'm exercising, so the blood pressure, that's interesting. But that's once a month when you go to the doctor. You say, okay, my blood pressure went down.
Right,
big deal.
Right.
You've given up Twinkies all week long. And you want something a little bit more substantial.
Sure. Right.
But the fact that you can get up and go to the show and get out of the bus with everybody without hobbling around is important.
Sure.
Absolutely. It's very important.
You know, I'm just looking at the time. We're going to take a break so that we're not interrupted. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.